From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush.
And Gene Engany.
Reading Partner in Crime by J.A. Jantz. Now let's begin with Partner in Crime. Preface.
Well, Deirdre Canfield asked as she mopped her dripping forehead and straightened the last picture. What do you think? Rochelle Baxter stood back and eyed the painting critically. It was one of 16 pieces in her first-ever gallery showing. With occasional heavy-lifting help from Dee's boyfriend, Warren Gibson, the two women had spent the previous 6 hours hanging and rehanging the paintings in Dee's recently remodeled and, for anyone doing physical labor, incredibly overheated Castle Rock Gallery in Bisbee, Arizona. For Dee, it was a new beginning. For Rochelle, it was something else. "It's fine," she said. Then, seeing how her lack of enthusiasm caused a cloud of concern to cross Dee's broad face, Rochelle added quickly, "It's great, Dee. Really, it's fine." "I'm glad you like it," Dee said. "And don't worry. I know this show is going to be a huge success. You heard the phone calls that came in about it just today. I'm betting we'll have an overflow crowd for tomorrow's grand opening." Deirdre Canfield may have been convinced, but Rochelle wasn't so sure. "I hope so," she said dubiously. Dee grinned. "What's wrong, Shelley? Sounds like you're suffering from a case of opening night jitters."
"Maybe so," Rochelle admitted. "In fact, probably so."
"Take my word for it," Dee assured her. "I've been managing art galleries for years. I know what people like, and I'm telling you, they're going to love your stuff. What worries me is that we'll sell out so fast that some people will go away disappointed."